Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
David Pallison.
Thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here, Drew.
Yeah. This week we want to talk a little bit about our national conference, which is on psychiatric disorders. And the question I had was, why have we invited such a breadth of speakers across the spectrum of biblical counseling positions?
That's a great question. And I think part of it has to do with CCF's commitment that we are not sectarian. In other words, we believe firmly what we believe, but we don't think that we're the be-all, end-all, and everybody else in the world is a moron. And so since our audience will be diverse, even though we at CCF have this fundamental internal compatibility, we hope to have speakers that perhaps, if I could use this metaphor, some people to our left might be a little uncomfortable with some of the people to our right that are speaking, and some people to our right might be a little uncomfortable with people to our left. But we think there's reasons to have a bigger spectrum than just what's represented internally at CCEF. Now, I would say that the principle that guides the scope of that spectrum that we've invited is some sense of fundamental agreement about core commitments. And so we want thoughtful Christians. We want people who have a fundamental, at least strong respect and some kind of allegiance towards a biblical vision of counseling. And yet within that, we're willing to tolerate and welcome people across a bit of difference. And there's several things I think that can be very fruitful in that. One is, when you hear people that are a little different from you, they can really serve you often just by the fact that they're asking different questions than you are. You know, particularly in this topic of our conference, psychiatric disorders, we may work with very different groups of people. Some of us may work with basically people who are getting along in life better. Yeah, they have problems, because we all do, but they're not as severe. And there may be other people who are here as audience who deal with the most broken, shattered, non-functioning lives imaginable. And some of the differences between speakers will reflect who they typically intersect with.
And how will the breadth of biblical counseling positions benefit our listeners, the attendees of the conference?
Yeah, I think we're all benefit by giving a respectful hearing to someone who thoughtfully engages real questions. You can't help but benefit by that. Even if you end up disagreeing, one of the things that can happen is you clarify where are the real differences. Because some of the differences will be maybe apparent on the surface, but they'll boil down to like differences of who you work with, differences of the questions you're asking. And just realizing that, oh, yeah, you know, I never thought about working with that population. You know, I mean, I've met a couple people that had been through trauma, but, boy, I don't work with vets who universally watch their, you know, just saw these horror show things happen, their best buddy blown to little pieces right beside them. I'd like to hear somebody that's worked with those sorts of folks, and I'll learn something. And then you also clarify where the real differences lie, because you may hear that talk and you're edified by, you learn a lot of things you didn't know, you're forced to ask questions you never asked, and then you may find places where you say, well, I don't think that was fully consistent with a Christian worldview, and here's how I would differ. But when that kind of interaction happens, you've created a conversation. And it's a good conversation, worth having.
Yeah.
One other thing I think that's a real benefit of having enough difference and yet common core commitments is you find these really surprising points of agreement where you might have imagined differences, and once you really talk it through, you realize, yeah, we aren't that different. Or maybe we even actually fundamentally agree. And those are just some of those. I think we've all had that experience in the body of Christ where there was some Christian from a group that you had a little bit of a feeling about that group, and you actually get to know them and like, whoa, that's a brother, that's a sister.
Yeah.
And And that's also a very healthy experience. It knocks a bit of the sectarian out of all of us and helps us really understand what are those. There are these common things about being Christian people. You know, we believe in a living God. Scripture is authoritative. Christ is our Savior. We are sinful people who will die. We have a salvation that forgives our sins and we will live. A Holy Spirit who works in us. I mean, just finding that we fundamentally agree on those things that matter the most for life and death.
Yeah.
I mean, that, it does help you put in perspective and then develop some patience about things that at the end of the day you may even say, you know, well, we don't agree on this, but we can continue the conversation. Because one of the things we at CCF, we come into this conference very conscious of, and it's a daunting realization at one level, that the world has been wrestling, not only the church, the whole world has been wrestling to understand these kinds of problems for millennia.
Yeah.
And if there were an easy answer, somebody would have said it already.
Yeah.
And we'd all agree. And I do think it's as though God has put into the world some cases where life is so broken and we all have a temptation to come in with some real simple pat answer.
Mm.
You know, the secular world has their pat answers and the church can have our pat answers. But if these were easy, we'd be able to solve them.
Yeah.
And the fact is, nobody has some open and shut, just do what I say and all these people's troubles will go away.
Yeah. So is what you're saying then the proverb, you know, we're iron sharpening iron by having such a breadth of biblical counseling positions at the conference?
That's a great way to put it, yeah. And that proverb is about the influence of brothers on each other. So we're not picking people here who do not believe that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and raised from the dead, that sin is the problem. And we've got brothers who are brothers and sisters who are in unity on those core things. So, yeah, iron sharpening iron among us all.
Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here, Drew.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.